ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यां नारं चैव नरोत्तमां देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां तत्त्वचायम् उदितयेत् नास्तप्रयेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवतः सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 13, text number 18. Viduras tat api pratya dhritarashtram abhashata rajam Nigamyatam Shikram Pashedam Bayam Agatam Vidurastada Vipratya Itarastyam Abhasyata Raja Nigamyatam Shikram Pashedam Bayam Agatam Vidurastada Bipretya Ditarastyam Abhashata Raja Nigamyatam Shikram Pashedam Bayam Agatam Vidurastada Bipretya Ditarastyam Abhashata Raja Nigamyatam Shikram Pashedam Bayam Agatam Vidurastada Vipratya Vitarastya Vipratya Vrayasadam Shigram Pashedam Bayam Agatam Vidurastada Vipratya Mataji's. Viduraha. Mahatma Vidura. Tat. That. Abhipratya knowing it well. Dhritarashtra, unto Dhritarashtra, Abhashata said, Rajam, O King, Nikamyatam, please get out immediately. Shikram, without the least delay. Pasha, just see. Idam, this. Vayam, fear. Agatam, already arrived. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Mahatma Vidura knew all this, and therefore he addressed Dhritarashtra, saying, My dear King, please get out of here immediately. Do not delay. Just see how fear has overtaken you. So please repeat. Mahatma Vidura knew all this. And therefore, he addressed Dhritarashtra, saying, My dear King, please get out of here immediately. Do not delay. Just see how fear has overtaken you. Purport. Cruel death cares for none, be he Dhritarashtra or even Maharaj Yudhisthira. Therefore, spiritual instruction, as was given to old Dhritarashtra, was equally applicable to younger Maharaj Yudhisthira. As a matter of fact, everyone in the royal palace, including the king and his brothers and mothers, was rapidly attending the lectures. But it was known to Vidura that his instructions were especially meant for Dhritarashtra, who was too materialistic. The word Rajam is especially addressed to Dhritarashtra significantly. Dhritarashtra was the oldest son of his father, and therefore, according to law, he was to be installed on the throne of Hastinapur. But because he was blind from birth, he was disqualified from his rightful claim. But he could not forget the bereavement, and his disappointment was somewhat compensated after the death of Pandu, his younger brother. His younger brother left behind him some minor children, and Dhritarashtra became the natural guardian of them. But at the heart, he wanted to become the factual king and hand the kingdom over to his own sons, headed by Duryodhana. With all these imperial ambitions, Dhritarashtra wanted to become a king, and he contrived all sorts of intrigues in consultation with his brother-in-law, Shakuni. But everything failed by the will of the Lord, and at the last stage, even after losing everything, man and money, he wanted to remain as king, being the oldest uncle of Maharaj Yudhisthira. Maharaj Yudhisthira, as a matter of duty, maintained Dhritarashtra in loyal honor. And Dhritarashtra was happily passing away his numbered days in the illusion of being a king or the loyal uncle of King Yudhisthira. Vidura, as a saint and as the duty-bound, affectionate youngest brother of Dhritarashtra, wanted to awaken Dhritarashtra from his slumber of disease and old age. Vidura therefore sarcastically addressed Dhritarashtra as the king, which he was actually not. Everyone is the servant of eternal time, and therefore no one can be king in this material world. King means the person who can order. The celebrated English king wanted to order time and tide, but the time and tide refused to obey his order. Therefore, one is a false king in the material world. And Dhritarashtra was particularly reminded of this, reminded of this false position and of the factual fearful happiness which had already approached him at that time. Vidura asked him to get out immediately if he wanted to be saved from the fearful situation which was approaching him fast. Yeah. He did not ask Maharaj Yudhisthira in that way because he knew that a king like Maharaj Yudhisthira is aware of all the fearful situations of this fringing world and would take care of himself in due course, even though Vidura might not be present at that time. Vidurastada pipracha ditarashtram abhashata raja nigamya tam shigram pashedam bayam agatam. Translation again. Mahatma Vidura knew all this, and therefore he addressed Dhritarashtra saying, "My dear king, please get out of here immediately. Do not delay. Just see how fear has overtaken you." Om Gyana Timinandasya Gyananjana Sarakkaya Chakshu Umilitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Vdare Smadhi Tamao Krishna Goswami Dinamine. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Vdare Smadhi Bhakti Vidanda Swami Dinamine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gorovani Prachanine Nimishe Shashanavadi Praschatide Shatanine. Srila Prabhupada wrote very, very powerful purport in this verse. First, Srila Prabhupada, he was saying that cruel death cares for none. It reminds me of a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, in the chapter 10, text number 34, where Lord Krishna, he says, Mityu Sava Harascham. Krishna says, I'm all devouring death. See, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he writes that as soon as a man is born, he dies at every moment. Say, you know, you were 1 year old. Actually, we're always saying 1 year old. We do not say 1 year young. So why is like that? Because as soon as we, you know, take our birth, death is already happening. So 1 year old, that means we are already died for 1 year. Now, as time goes by, thus death is devouring every living entity at every moment. But the last stroke is called death itself. And that death is Krishna. As for future development, all living entities undergo six basic changes. They are born, they grow, they remain for some time. They reproduce, They dwindle and finally they vanish. Of these changes, the first is deliverance from the womb, and that is Krishna. The first generation is the beginning of all future activities. So death is actually inevitable, is Krishna. See, yesterday night, at the congregational office, dear Arita Prabhu and Ayatota Prabhu and myself, we were there, you know, preaching to one student, a very nice student, Chinese students that dear Arita Prabhu met at the East OA College. Yeah. Because I'm from China, so dear Arita Prabhu, he invited me there to try to preach to that, you know, Chinese girl. Yeah. So then, I was talking to her, that explaining to her, because she was asking, what are all those about? What this Krishna consciousness is about? So I was explaining to her that actually this Krishna consciousness is about how human being, because we are having higher intelligence, more than the animals, the fish or the trees, we can understand, we can ask questions like, why, you know, I'm suffering? Yeah. Nobody wants to die, but why I'm dying at any moment? I don't want to, you know, get old. I don't want to get disease. But why death, old age, disease is happening on me? The animals and the other living entities, they cannot understand this. They cannot ask questions like this. They are just, you know, following their natural propensities. Means that they are just, you know, engaged in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. These basic, you know, activities. But as human beings, because we have very much developed consciousness or intelligence, so we could ask questions like this. And then I was explaining to her, actually, the world we are living now is a place full of suffering. No matter how rich we are, no matter how famous we are, no matter how powerful we are, even if we are the president, becoming the president of the United States, still we have to suffer from old age, disease, and death. So that I was explaining to her, that means we human beings, we are actually controlled by some higher authorities. We are being controlled. So I was explaining to her that this Krishna consciousness will help us to understand who is that higher, you know, controller. And then I was explaining to her that actually this material world is exactly like a prison house, like a jail. So just like, you know, in the jail, an intelligent prisoner, he would try all kinds of ways to develop nice relationship with the jailer. Try to please the jailer in all kinds of ways. Because if the jailer or the policeman in the jail is pleased with the prisoner, then, you know, the policeman in the jail can set free of the prisoner. And the prisoner can really enjoy freedom of life. So similarly, an intelligent human being, he should try his best to build up good relationship with that higher being, who is creator of everything, who is the controller of everything. Because once we can build up good relationship with him, then if he is pleased with our sincere endeavor, then he can set us free. As I was explaining, you know, this to her, slowly, slowly she could realize that. And then I was explaining to her, actually, once we understand that higher being, then we can understand our true identity at the same time. That we can understand, actually, we are not this material body. We are actually the spirit soul within our body. I was, you know, explaining to her that just like this material body has its needs. For example, when we are hungry, then naturally we want to eat some very nice palatable food. Then, you know, the hunger will be satisfied. So similarly, as divine spirit soul, he also needs some food. And that food is the chanting of this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And dear Adi Prabhu, you know, brought, you know, a string of beads. And we start to teach her how to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Yeah. And then we were explaining to her that by chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, by focus our mind on hearing the sound vibration, slowly, slowly, that will cleanse the dirt, the misconceptions within our heart. And slowly, slowly, we can understand, actually, we are spirit soul, and we have, you know, eternal relationship with that supreme soul, Krishna. But right now, you know, because of the misidentify with this material body, so we are trying, you know, to get as much as possible material things. But no matter how many material things we are having, you know, no one can be really happy and satisfied. I was, you know, telling her the analogy, just like you know, just like a fish. If you take the fish out of the water, you can give the fish a very nice golden crown. You can give the fish a very nice soft bed, or you can, you know, give the fish many nice, beautiful, naked young women. Will the fish happy or not? And she said, no, the fish will not happy. Actually, the fish will struggle like anything. But as soon as you, you know, clear all this thing away and just put the fish back to the water, the fish will swim very happily. So, because water is actually the natural atmosphere of the fish. So similarly, chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is actually the natural food for the spirit soul. And believe or not, she could somehow or other understand this. Yeah. She could understand this. That was really and we invite her to come again. She will come again, probably this Sunday for the Sunday feast. Yeah. So I was really surprised, because usually the Chinese people, when they come to America, they just want to learn from the Americans about the material, the advanced technology like that. But she was so spiritually inclined. And then she was telling me, actually, she really does not like, you know, because she was working in some medical company like that. And all the time, all of her colleagues, they just tried to cheat people, you know, how to make more money. And she was feeling, you know, not very happy with that kind of job. So she was thinking, you know, maybe she should just quit that job. You know, it's a very nice, intelligent, you know, student. I was really shocked, you know. And then in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he was saying that this material world is actually a fleeting world. No, fleeting world. Yeah. Just like, you know, that reminds me a drop of water on the lotus leaf. A drop of water on the lotus leaf. Even a very mild wind comes, you know, the water will come up from the deep, it will be finished. Yeah. So this material world is actually like that. We human beings try to make some adjustment, yeah, so that we could live or stay in this material world forever. We try to solve problems of this material world. For example, in China, you know, now more and more people is having cars because people in China, they want to go very fast from one place to another. We have many, many, many cars now in China. But I just, you know, read the news. In a city I'm coming from, Shenzhen, every month there are about 90 people killed by the car accident. I was really shocked. It's like, you know, 3 people die a day in a city like Shenzhen. So you solve one problem, another problem comes. Yeah. So we cannot solve the problem of this material world by any material means. Yeah. So the only way, actually I realized, the only way to solve the problem of this material world is by preaching this Krishna consciousness. Yeah. Just like a couple of days ago, like Vidura here, he's awakening the slumber of Dhritarashtra. You know, a couple of days ago, I was, actually it was last week, I was distributing a book on the pier. And one lady, she walked up to my table, and I showed her books about yoga meditation, and she really very excited on seeing books like this. And she happily gave me that good donation. And I was, you know, praising her that actually you are a very smart person. Because you can understand the importance of this spiritual knowledge. And she said, definitely, we have to wake up people by this spiritual knowledge. I was really, you know, touched. We have to wake up. People has to be waked up by this spiritual knowledge. Yeah. I was really, you know, shocked. Yeah. And if we sincerely try to distribute more and more Prabhupada's books, and slowly, you know, we can wake people from this slumber state of life, you see. Yeah. And that is the only hope. That is the only hope. Yeah. So that's all I want to say. So I will just stop here. Are there any questions and comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you for an amazing class, Karunga Prem Prabhu. You were speaking about developing a relationship with Krishna.
Right.
So what is the way that we can develop a relationship with Krishna?
So it is said in the Shastra that Harinama, Harinama, Harinama Iva Kevanam, Kado Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatyanyata. So in this age of Kali, the only way to get salvation, to build up good relationship with God, is chanting Hare Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna. And there is no other way, no other way, no other way. So chanting Hare Krishna is the best way to build up good relationship with Krishna. And once Krishna is pleased with our, you know, sincere endeavor, he can set us free at any time. Yeah. So we just need to chant this Hare Krishna and stay in the association of the devotees. Yes, Prabhu. We have a Namahata. We do not have official center, but we used to have programs in the homes of different devotees like that, you know. Okay, so actually, that was about almost like 30 years, 28 years ago. Yeah. In those days, China has just been opened up to the Western countries. And many young people, they would go to the English corner. In those days, we have English corner in the city, particularly in some nice park, where young people will come and practice the English language skill. So as a young man at that time, I was also one of them. Yeah. Because I was not very, very satisfied with the situation at that time. I was thinking maybe I should, you know, make some friends from overseas countries. Yeah, so that I can go, you know, abroad like that. I was thinking like that. So one day I came to the English corner and I saw two nice men, one from America and one from India. They were chatting with lots of, you know, Chinese young people there. So I was very interested in the topics they were talking about. They brought lots of, you know, topics like, you know, right now in the world there are so many problems, lots of corruptions, in the government of different countries, and lots of pollutions, air pollution, water pollution, food pollution. So we were talking about how we can solve all the problems. And those two men, they explaining to us, yeah, we have to, there are ways to solve this problem, but we have to cooperate with nature. And I was really attracted by this kind of topics. And then after the meeting, they invite whoever have interest in this kind of topic to their home, because they have rented some apartment in Shenzhen. I was really very happy, you know, to be invited. And then I went there. And then later on, I found out actually they are Hare Krishnas. One is a devotee from Dallas, my god brother, Nantam Nanda Prabhu. Time to time he comes here. And another devotee is from Hong Kong, but actually originally he's from India, Devaki Nanda Prabhu. Yeah. And slowly, slowly by their association, I was really attracted by their good qualities. Yeah, they are so nice, so kind to me, just like my, you know, brothers, just like my brother. They are really caring about me. I was really attracted. In the beginning, actually, I do not have much interest with the philosophy. Yeah, but after their association, after they feed me with lots of prasadam, halwa. And I really enjoyed that. So after some purification, slowly, slowly, I can understand that the philosophy sounds really good. Because in China, we were taught that we are all coming from matter. We don't believe the existence of soul or the existence of God, you know. As soon as somebody started talking about the soul or God, immediately we will say, that's superstitious. You cannot see, you cannot touch. That's superstition. People will think like that. But after some time, after some association, some time of association with those nice devotees, slowly, slowly, I understand it's really reasonable. And then they gave me the book by my Guru Maharaj, The Science of Yoga. And after reading that book, I was really convinced that Krishna must be there. The soul must be there. It's like that, you know. Yeah. So I realized that we should, just like the Bhagavatam say, Nasta Prayeshu Abhadrishu Nityam Bhagavatam Sevaya. Bhagavati Utamashroke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki. By regular attendance of the classes of the Bhagavatam and by the association of the devotees, the great devotees, so all that which is troublesome within our heart will almost be cleansed away. And by that time, the dormant Krishna consciousness will be revived. Yeah. Okay. Jai. So we will stop here. Gantaraj Shrima Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai. Haribol.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.